Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, it's always such a pleasure to have you back with us. And this week we are looking at we've been looking at staycations now for months because we haven't been able really to go anywhere else. But we're picking up a thread that we kind of, well, I alluded to last week that I was looking at a hotel in Killarney. And the only dates I could get for a couple of nights to go away with my sister was in July. And they were charging an absolute extortionate amount of money. And I know, even though a lot of places are full at the moment, that people actually have paid through the nose. So we're picking up on that this week, because even though that is the truth, that some places are actually being very greedy, there are still some deals to be had. But would you not agree that maybe some hotels, and I understand that they're trying to get their money back that they would have lost last year, are really not playing fair?
Yeah. Hi, Carl. Lovely to talk to you again this morning. Hi to the listeners. Yes, I do agree with you. And that is the case. And in particular, I've heard some stories and I've had some emails in from people around Cork and Kerry that have been booking the same self-catering cottage for years. And now, you know, have been asked for like almost double the price. So, yeah, definitely. And that being told what you just said there, that, look, we have such a short season this year. I'm really sorry, but I can get X, Y and Z for it. So, which, you know, is very short term thinking, I'm afraid, because, you know, when all this is over and we've hopefully moved into a normality again in another 6 to 8 months or in a year, you know, I mean, people won't forget these things. So, you know, I don't think it's great business. But anyway, there's been a lot of kind of scare tactics going on as well. I mean, there is definitely, Carol, a huge shortage now. All the self-catering, a lot of the self-catering stuff all along the coast and beach areas and the Wild Atlantic Way, very much sold out for July and August. And that is the case. But for hotels, it's not the case. There's loads of hotels that still have lots of availability. And I was just kind of looking today a little bit at families and couples. There are loads of hotels that have large family rooms in Ireland, right? And there's some really good deals out there. Now, for example, Wexford, of course, a place I love and has beautiful beaches, Curraghcloe, etc. There's a great hotel, the Riverside Hotel in Wexford. And I was going on having a look. I was chatting, in fact, to a friend of mine this morning. Another person works in travel, Sarah Slattery, and she has the travelexpert.ie. And she worked for the last 2 weeks looking specifically at this, in fact. And she's put together a list of 50 hotels with large family rooms in Ireland. And she's just put up the details of the hotels. She's no real prices up there, but just very interesting because she was, you know, she was basically checking this out for herself, and I was doing the same, and we were chatting about it. And for example, the Riverside Hotel in Wexford has a lovely idea, Carol. It has these huge family rooms with the wall between the parents and the kids. There's TVs on each side, and at each bed they have earphones, so you can be in one side with, you know, watching television. You can be watching whatever you want in one room, and your kids can be watching what they want with headphones on, so no one's upsetting anybody else. And I thought that was a fabulous idea. And the rooms are super. And of course, they have a leisure centre with swimming pool as well. But you know, hotels are becoming very smart and very clever. And I love that idea. In June, Carol, for 3 nights for 2 adults and 2 children, with dinner on one night, full breakfast each day, ice cream treat for the kids and entry to the leisure centre and all that, €449 for the 3 nights, all inclusive. And that was on the 3rd of June. And in July, Carol,
that's good, Ed. Yeah, that is good.
You see what you see? I mean, isn't that great? When you look at that, that's normal price, really. And that goes up to €574 in July, and plenty availability there. Now, that's also beside the National Heritage Park, which is fantastic for kids. If anyone hasn't been to the National Heritage Park, it covers the whole history of Ireland. And, you know, you've all the old cottages there and the way of life, go back to the Stone Age. It's brilliant. So that's a really good one. The Ferry Carrick Hotel, also, Carol, staying in that area in Wexford. Also the same great deals there as well. I checked out stuff. Again, families. I'm looking here just in terms of kind of alternatives to the self-catering option, which is, you know, not bad. Now, I mean, if you look at that, if you wanted to stay there for 6 nights in that or the Riverside, you know, you're talking about just under a grand in terms of including two family dinners. So, you know, again, we were hearing during the week of prices like 10 grand for, you know, there was all sorts of huge stuff. Now, that is happening in other places as well. Now, for couples then, Carol, right, I was moving around Wineport Lodge, which is actually gorgeous over there in Athlone in Westmeath. You're not near the beach there, right, but you have a beautiful lake. So it's really, really nice and it's very luxurious. They were doing great deals as well for couples. Again, check out the price, but very, very affordable. The Hudson Bay is great for families. They were also doing a great deal over there and they have a great leisure center. The water park is near there as well. So what I'm saying to people really is, yes, a lot of the self-catering stuff is gone along the coast and beach areas, but don't be spooked. The other thing as well, Carol, of course, is that a lot of the hotels and the self-catering companies are holding reservations for a lot of international clients. And if they don't materialize, you're going to see a lot of these being released back into the market as well. So, you know, don't panic and don't be paying ridiculous prices if you're quoted prices, because that's only feeding the whole thing. So if someone's quoting you mad money, don't be just grasping it. You know, don't worry. Like coming up near the time, I've no doubt that there will be deals because a lot of this stuff is going to be released back into the market. And it's terrible to see and hear these stories about, you know, trying to rip people off and panic people, you know, about, I just don't like
absolutely
that at all, you know?
So would you suggest, therefore, Ed, for anyone listening, that if you haven't booked a holiday yet and you really do want to, that you, even with those great rates that you just shared with us, those notwithstanding, that maybe you wait? I mean, well, obviously we're going to, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but hopefully in 3 or 4 months we'll be in a much better situation. But wait to see if anything does become available.
Yeah, I would absolutely. Yeah, I would, because at the moment, you know, everything is so, I mean, people, because they're afraid, of course, we don't know. I mean, the comments during the week from Pascal Donoghue saying there'd be no holidays. I just wish that people would not just throw out comments, Carol, that are so unhelpful, because, you know, you're dealing with an industry here that is on its knees. I mean, the Hotel Federation were saying during the week that the domestic market is great, but some of the hotels in Ireland depend, 75% of their business depends on international and the US market, you know, so the domestic market isn't going to sustain that. So, you know, we hopefully by the time vaccinations kick in and stuff, that'll change. But I would say, what you were saying, I would definitely say don't panic at all. As I said, I mentioned earlier there, just for people to have a look, if you want to go to that website, thetravelexpert.ie, as I said, she's put together 50 hotels that she researched over the 2 weeks where, you know, you have lots of for families. The Connacht Hotel there in Galway, beautiful leisure centre, fabulous swimming pool, really near Galway, recently refurbished. Again, they're doing great deals. Donegal, the Inishowen Gateway Hotel, there's loads of them there all over the country that are doing deals. So I would say, you know, even though Kerry, people were saying Kerry was sold out, there's loads of hotels in Kerry for June, July and August that still have availability. And, you know, you're not going to be going necessarily for a week to these hotels, but you know, you could be doing 3 or 4 nights and, you know, you could do 2 of those breaks and it would be lovely. Loch Allen and Leitrim, Carol, lovely places. You know Leitrim very well. Another gorgeous,
beautiful
hotel with a beautiful leisure centre. And all these have swimming pools and are kind of family. And by the way, Carol, another thing I noticed, a lot of the hotel websites, you'd almost want a degree in booking for them because they're so complicated with deals, family deals, packages that when you actually go to booking.com or wherever you look for these, it simplifies it a lot. So if you're not getting anywhere on the hotel website, try one of the booking engines because they've all got different allocations. So play around with it a little bit and you'll probably get a very good deal.
Okay.
Don't panic, Captain Mannering.
Let there be no panic. All right, Ed. Very good. Excellent advice there this week, I have to say. And you will put all that information up on the Travel Talk website. We'll put it up on the Saturday Live page at sunshineradio.ie as well. And as always too, if you have any questions, please do get in touch. Ed always more than happy to answer them for you. ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, have a good weekend and she will chat with you again next week.
Great, Carol, you too. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.